Ahmed the Sock, and this is FU Politics on Fun, the FU Network, powered by your support on patreon.com/FU Network TV and through PayPal at FUNetworkTV@gmail.com. Drop us a few bucks. Don't be a freeloader. And now, here's your show.
The perfect pickup and energizer. Get yours now.
Back in the car, and at this point I want to drive in my car and keep going until the end of the earth. Maybe the flat earth people are right and I'll just drive right off of it, because that'd be better than living amongst the idiots and the idiocy that's swarming around lately. My God, you give people who are hollow some kind of crusade that can make them feel whole and make them feel righteous and make them feel important, like their life means something, and boy, they dig right in. They don't think about it before they start mouthing slogans. They just dig right in, because it's a great way to show everybody, hey, look at me. I'm woke. I'm with the times. And in this case, it's this whole defund police thing. What a bunch of horse shit. All right. There are some people who actually mean take money away from the police, abolish the police. This is a non-starter. This is stupidity. Do I have to tell you why? All right, I'll tell you why, in case you don't know why, or you want to be able to enunciate it to other people why you can't do this. Because police is not just the cops we have now. Policing is a necessary function of a functional society. So, yes, we need to reform and rethink some of the way some of the work that's been dumped on police that they're not qualified to do. But abolish them? In favor of what? Nothing? People, what, all of a sudden we're all such perfected beings in society that there's no predators are going to prey on people? There's no sexual predators? There's no human traffickers? There's no people who commit violence? There's nothing. No, nothing. All of a sudden, because there's been some very unfortunate trends in policing, mostly in the United States, but we have problems here with our between police and indigenous communities, primarily or mostly. Because of that, all of a sudden, police bad, all other people who are not police, good. Yes, we're all such good, pure people. We bake bread for each other and leave all of our doors unlocked. This is stupidity, bunch of horse shit. We need policing. Because you know what? Social workers and crisis workers, they can't do a bust, a multi-pronged bust on human traffickers. They can't intervene in a case of a violent domestic altercation. I'm sputtering at how stupid this is. Like, I have an allergy to stupid, and right now I'm covered head to toe in hives. So, you need police. And don't point out Camden, New Jersey, or Compton in L.A. saying that they abolished their police force. No, they did not, okay? In Camden, it was just a move to bust an intransigent police union. But they had police the whole time. It was just a different tier of policing. And then they got a new police force, and there's more police per capita now than there was when they disbanded that police force. But there was always a police service still taking care of that area. Same thing in Compton, where they just absorbed the local police into the Los Angeles County Police. There was still policing. So this idea that any big city can abolish their police because Camden and Compton did? No, they didn't. Why don't you fucking read before you start just throwing around stupid slogans? That's the thing, everyone nowadays, no, they're all experts because they read a hashtag on fucking Twitter. Fucking stupid. Now, the whole idea about diverting funding from the police because the police aren't trained to deal with psychological crises and things like that, and there's some situations which a healthcare worker or a crisis worker or a mental health worker could do more good than the police. Yeah, they could do more good accompanied by police, because you don't know when something like that could turn violent. Or if it does, you're going to just send a crisis worker out undefended into a situation that they can't possibly know is going to remain peaceful when they get the call? Yeah, great. Why don't you just sacrifice some more people? I think that we do need to refund, not refund, but re-fund the health services so that people, there can be enough crisis workers. Like, my understanding was that the crisis workers for the Toronto police went home at like 6 o'clock. Like, they didn't have the budget or they didn't spend the money to have these people there 24 hours a day. Because the Lord knows, you know, mental breakdowns, none of them happen at night. That was facetious. I have to spell that out nowadays because people hear something and they don't have the sophistication to understand when you're being satirical or facetious. Either that or else they choose to pounce on it because they'd rather use your literal words to misrepresent you so they can show how fucking woke they are. So I think that we definitely need more availability of crisis workers, healthcare workers, so on. Absolutely. Should we do that by taking money out of the police? No. And you know what? A number of leading black civil rights leaders in the U.S. have said the same thing I'm saying. No, don't take it from the police. And no, all the police aren't bad. There are some police that should be fired. Those 57 police officers in Buffalo who walked off the job because of the suspension of the disciplinary action against those cops who knocked down the old man and then walked right past him while he was bleeding on the sidewalk. Part of the reason they walked away is because their insurance company for the union said they would no longer pay for excessive force charges or excessive force convictions. They would no longer pay out the damages. So the police walked. Why? Because they didn't have any protection anymore against charges of excessive force. And excessive force could be charged when there was no excessive force or when certain amounts of force were necessary, in addition to the times that it's used completely improperly. Now, the idea of more health workers makes sense accompanied by police, because we as a society have been continuing to dump shit on police and schools, like teachers. Those are two areas where society has sort of thrown its hands up. Budgets have been cut and slashed and cut and slashed. And so the catch basin, you know, the big bucket that these problems fall into is teachers have to become social workers for the kids in their classes. And police have to deal with lots of things that, even if they've got some training on the job, it's some training. Like, there's some things I could do and maybe do okay, but they're not the things I mostly am good at. And that's the thing. The police are like a Swiss Army knife in a sense. Like, there's all these tools, but, you know, if you want a real knife, the Swiss Army knife ain't gonna really cut it. Wow, that was a bad pun, and I didn't even intend it. So this idea also, take the money away from the military equipment that the police have. Well, mostly the police are militarized in the U.S. And you know what? They don't really pay for that gear. So you're not going to be able to raise any money by stopping them buying that stuff, because that stuff is donated by the U.S. military. The only thing the cops pay for is the shipping. And if you think that cutting the shipping budget is going to give enough money to fund social services and after-school programs and diversion programs and so on, then you're sitting there with your thumb up your ass, because it's not. And in Canada, companies like GM and stuff like that, that make these armored vehicles, often give them to the police because it's good advertising for them or whatever. When people sit there on Twitter and say, the police don't need this armored vehicle. Okay, maybe they don't. Tell me, what is your evidence that they don't need it? What is the reason that the police give for having that in reserve? And why? And once we've had that reason, tell me why you think that that reason doesn't hold water. Oh, and by the way, do you have any experience in policing? Have you any experience, any knowledge, any history? No? Okay. Then you're not in a position to determine whether the police need that vehicle or not, because you have no idea what they have to face or what they're predicting they might have to face. You know, especially big cities, terrorism hasn't gone away. The threat of terrorism is still there. Our CSIS, and the FBI in the U.S., the RCMP here, have been working to break up terrorist plots. That's why we're lucky they haven't occurred. But we're living on borrowed time. There's going to be another terrorist event on North American soil at some point. I hate to tell you, it's just inevitable. And You know, it's like Trump, who dismantled the pandemic team in the U.S. because there were no pandemics. So when the pandemic came, they didn't have the response team that they needed. So if you say, hey, the police shouldn't have these vehicles, and then something happens where they could have used the vehicles, and then you say, well, okay, now you can have them. Thanks. Why don't you close the barn door after the horses have long gone? So you're not in a position to judge whether the police need these things or not. You think the police just, they sit there looking through Arms and Armament magazine and getting a hard-on? Like, your view of, some people's view of the police, now maybe it's formed in some cases due to bad experiences with police, but I have to wonder why anybody would have only bad experiences with the police. It's possible that people are innocent and just constantly getting bad experience, probably from the same cops or the same type of cops. That's entirely possible. It's just not been my experience. I've dealt with shithead cops. In fact, my last two experiences with cops were with shithead cops. But I've also dealt with cops who were really, really good and really sincere and really just wanted to help people. Nowadays, we don't believe anybody wants to help anybody. We're suspicious of anybody who's altruistic. We don't believe that there is such a thing as altruism anymore. We're always suspicious. That's why in comic books, Batman outsells Superman. Why? Because no one can believe somebody with that much power as a Superman would do good just because they want to help. They want to contribute. You know, we shit on that. We don't believe that it's true. We look for suspicions. When somebody advocates a particular position politically or socially on social media, and it happens to line up with the position of a particular politician, people say, you're shilling for this person or shilling for that. No, expressing an opinion or expressing support for policies that you happen to agree with and that come from a particular politician isn't shilling for anybody. Shilling is when you push something you don't really believe in return for some perceived reward that'll be coming your way. But just expressing that you support something, like if I support the way Trudeau's been handling the COVID crisis, you're shilling for Trudeau. No, I'm looking at how he's handled it, and I think he's handled it well. But you're shilling. Nobody believes anybody has any heartfelt belief in anything anymore. It's all profit motivated, not necessarily in dollars, but in some benefit, some material benefit to an individual. It's sad that we're in that spot, that nobody believes in altruism anymore. I still do. I still think there's people out there who believe in doing good for the sake of doing good. And I believe that most police follow that. Their job is shit. I'd hate to have their job. They see people every day, day in, day out, people at their worst. They see people who are violent to other people, people who are in serious altercations, domestic abuse, love turning to hate. They see people who have been injured by violent people. They see terrible shit every day. And after a while, I'd imagine that your worldview tends to be shaped that way. I knew somebody who was the most liberal person, and she went to work as a court reporter. And who do you see in court? In criminal court, people charged with crimes. And while not all of them are guilty, some of them are. And after a while, seeing only a certain class of individual primarily in court, her view on things changed. It hardened. It was not a pleasant change. But that's because every day she's that frog in the boiling water. You know, turn the temperature up slowly, and the frog will stay there and boil. Drop a frog in boiling water, it'll jump the hell out of there. It's that slow exposure, that drip, 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 that Chinese water torture of exposure to the same kind of negative influences and negative examples that changes your worldview. It just does. And they need to do something with cops to help them not, like these programs of getting cops in community centers and stuff, I think that's important, not just for the community, but for the cops, which in a roundabout way is good for the community. Because cops need to see people who are doing good things, who are having fun, who are getting along. Otherwise, my God, it's Stockholm syndrome of a sort when you're a cop. I mean, listen, how many of us have worked in a toxic workplace and we didn't realize how toxic it was until we got out and looked at it from a distance? And it changed how we behaved, how we thought, how we related to other people in the workplace because the workplace was toxic. Shit, I've worked in entertainment, Canadian entertainment, for decades. I've been in quite a few toxic work environments, and mostly I call them out when it happens, but there are even some cases where there's so much toxicity that some toxicity passes me by while I see the bigger examples. And afterwards I say, wait, that was bullshit too. So, and also the people who push the hashtag defund police, and then when you say, no, I don't want to cut the police budget, or I don't want to get rid of police, they say, oh no, that's not what it means. You should know what it means. You're some kind of idiot. It's like, no, your hashtag says defund police. It doesn't say reform police. It doesn't say rethink police. It doesn't say reallocate funds. It says defund police. Defund is cutting money, taking the money away. Defund means removing all of your financial support. Taking away some of it is not defunding, really. It's too broad a statement. And if that's not what you mean, if you mean more reform the police, rethink the police, reallocate resources from the police, divert some resources from the police, then the hashtag defund police is stupid. Hey, it's catchy and it fits on a bumper sticker and it's a great little hashtag and it makes you feel like, you know, fucking Che Guevara speaking up for the people, but it's not what most people who are putting the hashtag up really want. So the thing about hashtags is they're supposed to, in as few words as possible, cut to the core of what your cause is, what your message is. And if your message isn't cut all funding to police, then defund police is not a good hashtag. And there are people on social media who have been fighting me, telling me that it's my white privilege, even though I'm gray, my white privilege I'm using to say that defund police is a bad hashtag. Like they're using one type of left-wing jargon to justify another form of left-wing jargon, and it's bullshit. Calling out a hashtag that does not accurately reflect what the movement is that's using the hashtag is simply calling out common sense, which is in short fucking supply these days. All right, so that's my little rant on this. It's a little shorter than usual, my drive was not as long as usual. But if you wanted to hear from me what I think of all this stuff going on, well, there's a lot of black leaders in the U.S. who are saying don't cut police funding, but add, you know, we need to enhance the number of social service workers that can accompany police, or in some cases, they can be called out instead of police. But this whole idea that this one guy on Rachel Maddow was saying that, you know, we'll do it so that the community decides what kind of calls the police respond to. Who the hell is the community? The community, you know what communities are made up of? People. You know the thing about people? They're human beings. You know the thing about human beings? Human beings have human failings, just like police do. And you can't expect a spotless record because you're using human beings by necessity. Unless you want robot police, RoboCop, that didn't work out well. Unless you want robot police, which aren't able to show nuance or understand a situation, just respond to an algorithm, then you're going to have to deal with the fact that there's going to be occasional mistakes by cops who are... There's ample evidence that many cops who are involved in altercations have PTSD from the shit they've been involved in, and they don't have proper counseling. And the culture of policing, which is really what needs to change, doesn't allow... It still doesn't support counseling. The younger officers are much more aware of it and open to it, but there's still that tough guy attitude amongst older police that they don't want to be judged as being weak by going for counseling, even though there should be mandatory counseling for police every set number of months, just to go in and unburden themselves of the shit that they've seen that they have to clamp up because they can't take it home with them, even though a lot of them do, which is why a lot of police marriages fail. But they can't go home and talk about this stuff because you don't want to go home and tell your wife and kids about your day when you saw a junkie who was lying there dead or something of that nature. So they got to bottle it up inside. And by the way, also, the worst way to change police culture is by increasing the us versus them. So all this bit about saying all police are bad. First of all, yes, it's bad when police don't come forward when they have evidence against a bad cop. You know, this idea that they're rats. No, the real rats are good cops. Or the real rats are the cops who will harass an officer who has come forward to say when a police officer has overreached. It can just go to their sergeant or something. It doesn't have to go to a formal inquiry. You can just go, like, they need to set up structures so that it doesn't necessarily ruin the cop's career because they're being investigated. But you also, cops who speak up when a bad cop has been a bad cop should get pats on the back, not kicks in the ass and kicks in the teeth, which they do. Because right now, a cop that steps forward and says, yeah, this cop overreached, they might as well hand in their resignation that day for a job that they really wanted, that they believed in, that they trained for. Now they're out on their ass because they can't, it's not safe for them to stay as police officers. There's cases where the police have cooperated with an investigation, and then when they call for backup, it doesn't come. Now, anybody who doesn't respond to a backup call should be fired on the spot. On the spot! But if you want to get rid of the us versus them attitude of the police, which I think we need to do, police need to be included in this dialogue. They don't need to be dictated to. And the best way to make the police feel entrenched and besieged and to retrench their position is to make it us versus them. Is to make it police bad. Bad. Like the fucking Hulk logic. You've got to say, okay, police, we know you're doing a job that that there's too much shit that's been heaped on you. What can we do to make it easier for you to do your job properly? And what would you like us to farm out to other places or other professionals? Make them part of the discussion. Because if you make it us versus them, then people retrench into positions, and nobody comes towards the middle for dialogue. So all you're yelling about police bad, you're making police culture worse, not better. You're part of the problem, not part of the solution. All right, that's enough. I'm here now. I'm Ed the Sock. Hey, don't forget, we've got our Buck the System campaign going, which is, we know that we're getting upwards of 50,000 listens a month on our podcasts, and if everybody gives $1, it will, and of course everyone won't, but if everyone gives $1, either to Patreon or PayPal, it will allow us to repair our equipment. We've got our main equipment now, it needs serious maintenance and or replacement, and we want to expand FU Network. We want to do the music stuff, we want to do the new Much Music, you know, Much Music would be today if it hadn't shit the bed. We have plans for that on the drawing board, new VJs, new approach to doing what Much Music used to do, interactive and so on. We want to do that, got different entertainment programs. There's lots we want to do, but in order to do that, we need a little bit of money. So, if you want to help buck the system, go to patreon.com, P-A-T-R-E-O-N, patreon.com/FUNetworkTV, and subscribe for a buck. Or if you want to just give a one-time thing, go to PayPal to our email address, FUNetworkTV@gmail.com, and give us a buck, and help us buck the system. All right, I'm Ed the Sock. I really do need to come up with a new catchphrase for closing these things. I'll use one of my old ones. I'd rather be a smartass than a dumbass. All right, aloha.
Let's have a barbecue.
This is fun! The FU Network.